So Indiana comes in Saturday. And we all know, like, to this point, they have struggled. Brendan Sorsby, who played a little bit against Penn State last year, he didn't play enough games last year to lose his red shirt. So he's a redshirt freshman this year, but he played some in the game last year in the fourth quarter last year against Penn State. And he was actually the guy that won the starting quarterback job this year, and he started against Ohio State. Then he lost the job to Jackson, who, by the way, is Trace Jackson Davis's brother. And then he quarterbacked for a while, and then they kind of opened it back up again, and Sorsby won the job. What they like about him is that he throws a good ball. It's not like he doesn't. He throws a good ball, and he also moves pretty well. They even ran some option against Rutgers last week. The guy they want to get the ball to is Jalen Lucas. He leads the team in rushing and receiving. He may not be the leader in receiving yards. I mean, Cam Camper's the one that leads there. But he has the most catches, and he has them by a wide margin, by the way. It's not like he's like a couple more than somebody else. I mean, he has 9 more receptions than anybody else on the team. And then they have Christian Turner, who started last week at tailback. In fact, they put both Turner and Lucas in the game together. That's where they are, but they're only averaging to this point 312 yards total. The bottom line is, and I know I pointed this out yesterday, but it's always important to just reiterate, you can never let, you build up to a big game, you build up to a big game, you build up, you get there, and it doesn't go the way you want, and it ends up being a big disappointment. You can never let the build up to that game and the result of it defeat you the next week, where you still got that hangover, you're still trying to get over what happened. And I will say this, that I felt just watching yesterday I felt they were, yesterday was one of those full steam ahead practices. Sometimes you can look at practice and go, ah, boy, they're still trying to fight their way through what happened on Saturday. Nah, not yesterday. Now let's see how that plays out. See how it plays out. Today will be a walkthrough. But I walked out of there yesterday with exponentially more positives. And go from there.